This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
It was a big hit 10 years ago, so the Westin Hotel in Times Square is bringing back the $1,000 bagel. It comes with cream cheese, studded with Alba white truffles, topped with goji berry-infused Riesling jelly, and sprinkled with gold leaf. Presumably at that price, one can specify toasted or not. You have to order it a day in advance. It's actually a charity promotion. The hotel says all the proceeds are going to a Manhattan soup kitchen. The $1,000 bagel will be offered from November 1st to December 15th. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a super special guest for you. We're joined by actress Alicia Riviera. Alicia is talking about her newest movie, A Chance of Snow. How's it going?
Hi, it's going pretty well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm super excited to talk with you. You've been super busy with just a whole lot of stuff, and I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about what new things you have going on.
Yeah, definitely. Been pretty busy right now with my last film, The 5 Year. We're currently on the film circuit for that one. It's been really successful. Pretty much every single submission that we've done, we've gotten into all these festivals. Wonderful, awesome movie. Just getting us started for A Chance of Snow, which is another Twitchy Dolphin production. And I'm really excited about it. It's a Christmas film, so we're going to start filming it in time for the holidays. Definitely get us in it, and we should hopefully have it out by next year so it can become everyone's new favorite Christmas film.
I love it. I love it. And it's technically like a romantic comedy, correct?
It is. It follows the story of, being here in Texas, we don't get your typical white Christmas because it's always 100 plus degrees here. So it follows the story of this guy named Tyler who's always dreamed of having a white Christmas. And, in Texas, we don't get that. So he ends up, leaving up north to go to school and to get that white Christmas. And he meets a girl, brings her back home, and to introduce the family. And, of course, bringing a Yankee from up north to down south Texas is a little different. And so kind of runs into some problems of having his ex-love and kind of rekindles the fire there. And it's a beautiful story about Christmas. I think it's something for the whole family. I think everyone will love it. It's a great film. I'm so excited to be a part of it. And again, it's another Twitchy Dolphin film. I did The 5 Year with them, and James Christopher, he's the writer and director of it. And he's just basically any project or film he has coming up, as soon as he mentions it, I'm 100% on board. He's very talented at what he does, and he has a way of really capturing just the realness in people. So I think that a lot of the audience can really connect with the characters and can kind of understand them and put that in their own life. So I'm really excited to get started on that.
Absolutely. Tell me how you first got involved with acting. Was it something that you kind of fell into, or was it something that you always knew you wanted to do?
I think so. When I was younger, I actually had a blood disorder, so I was kind of in and out of the hospital a lot, and a lot of the nurses would kind of tell me these stories and tell me these little pretend little fantasies. Just to kind of get my mind off of what was going on. And I guess that kind of, you turn into a whole new world and the whole storytelling, and it kind of lets you escape reality. And that was something that I fell in love with. I loved doing it. I loved doing the whole storytelling. And I'm originally from Kingsville, Texas, a small town. And so I started doing the theater there in the theater department. Then I went on to college on a theater scholarship and did more of that. And I had always done just theater. And I think that once I moved to San Antonio, I kind of got more into film and acting like that. But I love it because it's just, you get a chance to become someone else and be someone else and kind of escape this whole world and go into a lot of different worlds. And then also you get to inspire other people and tell a story and make them feel something. And I think that's truly amazing to do that, and especially doing it through film.
Absolutely, absolutely. As an actress, what would you say inspires you? Because I know that, you know, with creative types, it's, you know, there's always something that just, you know, always kind of inspires you to help you to create and to further hone your craft. Is there a particular person or, I guess, a thing that inspires you?
I think I'd have to give credit to my little sister. Whenever she was born, of course, I was the baby. So when she came around, it was one of those, no, I'm not the baby anymore. But seeing her and watching her grow up and how much she looks up to me, I've always wanted to just be that person that she can definitely look up to and that she wants to inspire to be like. And I mean, obviously, I'm chasing an impossible dream of, you know, becoming an actress. And the greatest thing is the look on her face when she sees that I'm accomplishing these goals and I have a new film out. And she's honestly one of my biggest fans, and I love that. And I love to teach her, you know, hey, this is a crazy dream, but it doesn't matter what you dream. You just chase it and work hard and you can get it. And, you know, now she's in high school now and she's, you know, top of her class, and everything that she does, it's 100%. And so she's my biggest inspiration, and I think that everybody should have somebody to really pull for it and want to do that and want to just be a better person, and she's my person, too. Absolutely. She inspires me to be a better person, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to jump ahead, and I want to talk about your newest film, A Chance of Snow. Tell me, like, what the filming process was like for you. Was it particularly laborious, or was it, did everything come together? Because I know, like, with filmmaking, a lot of times, you know, things are just really, really crazy. Like, just crazy stuff happens on set. You know, sometimes it's really, really arduous just getting a film together, any type of production. Did you find that you ran into a bunch of hardships when creating the film?
Well, we actually start filming A Chance of Snow next month. The film that we just finished right now is a 5-year. That's the one that's on our film circuit. We're hoping that definitely A Chance of Snow will go, you know, as smooth as the 5-year did. But you do run into little bumps in the road that happen. Being, you know, independent filmmakers in putting this together, you have, you know, a lower budget compared to the big time Hollywood budgets that, you know, something goes wrong, oh, it's okay, just throw a couple $1 million there, you know, we'll be fine. but I mean, as far as the 5-year, we really didn't have any big problems other than, I think the biggest obstacle that they had, or that we had as a cast, was originally I wasn't cast in it. I had met James Christopher, the writer and director of The 5-Year, as well as, you know, the next film, A Chance of Snow. I met him at Bare Bones Film Festival in Oklahoma, and I actually read the part of The 5-Year. It was in a script contest, and, you know, he loved the way I read. He thought it was great. He was like, you know what, I definitely want to work with you in the future, but he had already had The 5-Year cast, and it just so happened that, you know, things happened. The actress, and as well as one of the lead actors in the film, you know, they had a dropout last minute. So James called me and said, hey, you know what, this part is open. Can you play it? Can you be in it? Said, oh, my gosh, yes, definitely. And he actually stepped up as the part of the actor that had dropped out as well. And so I think that was our biggest obstacle. But I think that everyone can kind of agree that it kind of came together a lot better. And then from there on, James was like, you know what, you're great. This is awesome. It's the whole cast as a whole is just phenomenal together, and how well we just clicked. So a lot of the cast will be returning to A Chance of Snow. We have Tracy Eli, Shelby Cullen, they'll both be in it. I'm so excited to be working with them again. They're great ladies. So I think that was probably our biggest obstacle that we faced in the 5-year. That, and then of course, filming in 110 degree weather outside was a little difficult, but yeah, other than that, I think that was the biggest problem, and hopefully we won't run into the same problems in A Chance of Snow. I'm feeling pretty positive. Everyone's excited about it with the Christmas spirit, so it should be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. What would you say, I guess, was your fondest on-set memory, or just like your fondest on-set memory? Because I know, like, you probably had a whole lot, you know, in terms of just doing this production. Is there one thing that just really stands out to you, or that you just kind of helps you to reminisce when you think about it?
I think everyone will agree on a chance or sentence for the 5 year. We basically, our set was this lake house out in Lake Travis. So we lived in this house. We filmed in this house. It felt like camp. You know, every morning we wake up, we each, you know, either make each other breakfast. We get, you know, hair and makeup, everything done. And then we're filming all day. And then we take our lunch break and, you know, dinner, same thing. And so everybody was working, you know, these long days, and the end of the day, you would get to finally relax, and whether it was, you know, watching movies or just hanging out. And there was one particular night, I was still, you know, I have a full-time job as well. I work in fire protection, and so I'm filming during the day, and then at night, some nights I would stay, some nights I had to drive back to San Antonio. And there was one night, we had a long day of filming, and you know, we finished filming, we had dinner, and we just started having a sing-along. I'm talking about 90s hip-hop, Disney music, Broadway music, and anything you can think of. And we all just got together and started singing, and it was such a great time. It was such a bonding moment, and I think that probably will forever be my favorite moment in time on set. And I think the best film you can do is doing it with a family. And that's what we became. And again, I'm so excited that a lot of the cast will be returning for a chance to snow. So hopefully we can have some more sing-alongs on set with the Sun Christmas music.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think you touched on this a bit before, but I kind of wanted to circle back with it. Where can our listening audience purchase the film, and where will it be available?
You can check out our Facebook page. Look at A Chance of Snow, also the Twitchy Dolphin page. There's a, you know, Twitter page, Instagram, as well as Facebook. And there's also links to some of our other films for the 5 year as well, and some of the other films for Twitchy Dolphin Productions. You can check that out. We also have a film festival that Twitchy Dolphin puts on called Austin Revolution Film Festival that usually happens in September. They're currently taking submissions, so if you have a film, definitely submit and make it to this festival. We do play a lot of Twitchy Dolphin films at that as well. So you can check that out at twitchydolphin.com as well as AustinRevolutionFilmFest.com.
Very nice, very nice. And what's on the horizon for you? I know that we're going into the holiday season. Are there any other projects that you'll be kind of finalizing before the year is out, or will there be anything?
I think with Twitchy Dolphin, we'll really be just kind of focusing on A Chance of Snow, working on that one through the holidays. We've got a lot of scheduled dates as far as, you know, taking advantage of the season that we are doing a Christmas film and during the Christmas holiday. So we'll take advantage of a lot of the Christmas lights and doing a lot of our personal family traditions, putting them into this film. So I think that's gonna take up a lot of time, just doing that. So I'm just focusing on that right now. And yeah, if there's some upcoming projects, I'll definitely be involved with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the work that you do? I know that you know, with anything as a creator, you know, or as a creative type, you know, you always want to leave your legacy, you want to leave your mark. What's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the work that you do when they look back at it 10 or 20 years from now?
A motto that I like to live by is dreams fly. And I would like for people to see my films and definitely, you know, get inspiration from it, whether it be, you know, I'm a small town girl, you know, chased an impossible dream and succeeded, or if it's, you know, me playing a character who's telling a story that could inspire. One of the filmmakers I actually do a lot of work with, Cedric Thomas Smith with Wellstead Productions, a lot of his films, I love working with his films as well. because he sets out to do films that can inspire people and that are, you know, do issues with bullying and you know, just being different. And a lot of those issues, when people watch them, the greatest thing they always say is, wow, you know, your character really inspired me and you know, you rose above. And so I want, for me, for the public, for my family, my friends, my fans, everyone to watch what I do and know that, you know, whether it's a story, life is always going to get better and there's always a happy ending. And, you know, just to follow your dreams and chase it, even if it's crazy, even if people tell you, no, you can't do it, you can. And I hope that I can inspire somebody to do that.
Absolutely. That's some good, just a good takeaway, a good life takeaway that you just said. And I think it's really admirable. I mean, what you said there was just beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So the holidays are rapidly approaching, and, you know, this season is usually kind of a weird season for a lot of actors because, you know, there aren't a lot of productions that happen. And then, of course, there's the whole thing with the battle to, you know, to maintain your weight and everything. But it's also a good time because, you know, friends and family. What are you most looking forward to going into the holiday season?
Definitely spending time with my family. That's usually the crazy time where everyone finally can get together and make that one day to just, okay, everybody meet and come together. You know, my family is my most important thing. They're the reason why I push myself every day and I work crazy hours just because, you know, I want to make them proud and I want to be able to take care of them one day. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I do have a few dogs. I have three dogs, Ruger, Remy, and Colt. They are German short-haired pointers. So I like to give them a huge thanks for helping me keep my weight down during the holidays because they're very hyper, so they love to run. So that's my secret for trying to stay slim is get a dog. Get a dog, and it'll help you in fitness. I'm definitely looking forward to spending time with family and seeing the family that does live far away that gets to come home for the holidays. And being from a small town, that's also our favorite time to get together on Christmas. We all know, hey, you know, we'll meet at the same place, so I'll see you there. And, you know, as you get older, life gets a little crazy and a little hectic, and everybody, you know, has their own family and they grew up. And so it's holidays is definitely a time to finally see all your friends and family all in one place. And it's a magical, magical time of the year. So you never know what might happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. Well, Alicia, I'd like to thank you so much for just taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
I would just like to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Definitely want to thank my family, everyone that supported me. A special thank you to James Christopher and Carlo Rodriguez for getting this set up. I hope that everyone will tune in to our updates. Definitely follow me on Instagram and Facebook and get some behind-the-scenes pictures of A Chance of Snow, and hopefully they can become a part of it.
Awesome, awesome. And I have one last question. Where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what you're doing? Do you have any social media handles?
I do have some social media handles. You can check me out on Facebook, Alicia Rivera, as well as Instagram, Lish, that's LYSH _ Rivera. And you can definitely check out my dogs, too, because they're so cute. and I always post my my new projects and just little updates that I'm doing.
I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Guys, that was our interview with actress Alicia Rivera. Butchered her name, not doing it any justice. But check out her social media. We'll put her handles in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any kind, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free. in the iTunes store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview. We're also available for Android users. If you have an Android phone or device, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Store. Search Google Play, search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview. Lastly, we're available on Roku. If you've got a Roku television or a Roku smart TV, you can listen to us, or you can watch us, right in the privacy of your own home. We've got over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. From the Roku channel store, just search for our name. Once you search for our name, download the app. Once you download the app, you can begin streaming all free of charge.